B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. 610-632-0975. All right, so I want to hit you with this, and then I want to get back to the phones in just a second. Taste Cake Dom on a text board said something pretty interesting. He said, would people be railing on Julius Erving like they do, and killing him like they do Simmons, if Julius Erving's career was today? So let's just go back for a second, because nobody really knows about Doc's career. A lot of the younger people don't understand the comparison. But Doc came here, was 77. And it was George McGinnis. This is like, old vintage Sixers, right? And they thought it was like a wonder, like they had like a super team type of deal. And they go to the finals the first year against Portland. And Bill Walton put on that team, all this stuff. So they go to the finals and lose. And then they are buzzing around, right? So Sixers-Lakers, right? Lakers are in town. The Lakers and Sixers played in 80. It's when Magic jumped center, game 6, which is still one of these games that I cry about from my childhood. And they play the Lakers again in 82, lose again to the Lakers. And then so, he needs Moses to win it. And so Moses wins in 83, and everybody's like, hey, Doc, we love you, Doc, great job. But Doc didn't win it. It took him 7 years with a really good team. And Doc's game, now worshipped Julius Erving, right? I'm the little boy, and he was a guy that defied gravity and the whole thing. You know about the dunks and all this, the moves and the whole thing. I love Doc. Do we talk about cool people? He was as cool as you can be, man. It's, stone cool. Cool de la, man. Every which way he was. But he didn't have a jump shot. Like, Larry Bird had a jump shot. And when I was a little boy, he used to bother me. Oh, Larry Bird's better than Doc. And I'm going, no way. He was. I can look at it objectively now as an adult and say he was better. But the hole in Doc's game, because Doc was incredible on the break, Doc was a great driver, great around the basket. And it's funny because there's some, Ben's more of a point guard than he is Julius, but there's some just around the basket and his size. Ben's even taller than him. But Doc didn't have a perimeter game. He had a bank shot. Now, you want to talk about, ancient basketball? Using the glass from 18 feet out. Like, that was Doc's shot. Bank shot off the glass from 18.
When I was a kid, that was what my dad tried teaching me to do. Was aim for the top right corner, aim for the top left corner. I'm like, but Dad, I'd like to swish.
Right.
It's cooler.
Right. Right. Well, it's because it's more natural
right.
to want the pure shot. Doc only did it because Doc didn't have a great touch. Doc's hands were enormous. And I don't know if that's part of the reason why his touch wasn't great. Ben has big hands. So, part of you look at big guys that can't shoot. Part of it's because your hands, right? Because your hand, it's the ball in Doc's hand was like a grapefruit. So, the size hurt him. But he was, he was an okay foul shooter. He could, he'd shoot like high 70s. But he would shoot this bank shot because he was not a pure shooter. And would people, and Julius Erving was regal. And back then, I was little, right? But back then, this town was filled with jackals. Like, you want to talk about now? Please. I went back and I'm doing a project that involves Philadelphia in the 70s as a potential TV series. So I went back and I was watching old footage, like news footage, and it had to do with like civil unrest. I mean, people are, who's getting knocked out on camera? Like, it looked like you were in a lawless land. Who's getting knocked out?
Oh, remember when we played the news clip for the Eagle strike?
Exactly. It was all like that.
Yes.
Right? So, let me tell you. There was not civility like there is today. Today, it's beautiful, right? This town is amazing. You know, it's a great place to live. It's just an amazing city, right? But back then, we were inhabited by jackals. I mean, it really was. It was a nasty place. And, like, that's what they killed Mike Schmidt and Jaws and, you know, all that stuff, right? Then it goes into the Buddy Ryan, right? And people had fangs back then. And they did not rip Doc. Doc never got ripped. He was regal. But would he get ripped today for his game?
Yes.
He would, wouldn't he?
Yes, if he didn't have the jump shot, yes. Because we are in an NBA where three-point shooting is number one now, over low block, over bank shots, over you name it. And the way teams defend, I guess, mid-range game. I mean, if he's shooting still from the mid-range, whereas Ben Simmons sometimes avoids to shoot, sometimes pretty much all the time, where, you know, Doc would probably get more love. He wouldn't get as much hate as Ben Simmons. But if he's not shooting threes, like in today's NBA, yeah, he'll get ripped. He would. Well, you're saying he had a decent mid-range game.
Well, he was actually just good. He was really good around the... I mean, he was incredible, elite around the basket. But he was not...
But he also attacked.
Yeah, well, he was stuffing people's faces.
Well, right, and that's the thing. Whereas we've seen in fourth quarter... Ben Simmons had 2 points in the second half last game.
I know.
Right?
I've heard that. I heard that somewhere.
There's those four straight games where Ben Simmons totaled 2 points in the fourth quarter.
I know. I heard that somewhere,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I think we talked about it.
Yes.
Yeah, you want to put a pipe bomb in your ear?
Yes.
So he would probably get ripped, but not as much as Ben. Because he still attacked, and because he still had a mid-range game.
Yeah, it's an interesting theory that Tastecake brought up. Let's go to... Anthony in Baltimore. Anthony, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Anthony. Wake up, Anthony. Wake up.
Hello.
Anthony! All right, let's put it all... Let's see how long... Let's time it. Wait, you want to do it real quick? Do we hear him? Oh my God, that was awesome. All right, let's see. All right, here you go. Let's see. Will he still be sleeping when we come back?
Yes.
You say yes?
Yes. If the horn didn't wake him up?
I'll give you... All right, I'll say yes is... I'll say no is the favorite at minus 120.
I'm going yes.
Yes is even money plus 100.
All right, I'm going yes.
All right.
I need lunch today. I'm working a double.
You're going to go Fazul on...
Yes.
Or he's still sleeping.
Yes.
All right. It could be the sharp money going in.
That's awesome. Line's going to change by the end of the break.
610. I can see where the money's going. 610-632-0975. Got two open lines you want to grab. And stage is set. Down to the best of the best. We crown football champion. Don't miss out. Get in all the action with the DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. DraftKings Sportsbook, the place to get all your big game bets in. Head to the app right now. Check out all they have to offer, including countless prop bets and football squares. You can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. And to top it off, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering their best sign-up offer to date. right now. You don't want to miss it. Go to DraftKings.com/Fanatic for a limited time. All new users get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook going all out with a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's DraftKings.com/Fanatic. Get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Got to be 21 or older. PA only in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/Sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Jeez. This is unbelievable. We're doing live. Why don't you understand?
That's good, that's a good, like, football replacement. When you tape, see, we have this, what is that?
Paper towel roll.
That's not paper towels. They're paper towels?
Yeah, it's the
ones. Feels like actual, like, sandpaper.
It's the ones that rip your hand up when you use them.
Oh, they're the worst. Like the, I didn't know they're paper towels.
Do you remember the school tissues? Like, when you were a kid? They don't have the lotion stuff. They're the ones when you actually don't want to blow your nose.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You'd rather do the all day.
Yeah,
you don't want to blow your nose with them.
I agree.
Yes, those were paper towels. They weren't your Charmin Ultra Soft. Shiny Heine.
My Heine. 11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. That's all right. So you got Anthony from Baltimore still asleep. Now, Dylan, you want in on this action? What's Dylan want? Still asleep or awake?
I think Dylan's a still asleep guy.
He's still asleep guy? Are you ready? Let's see the status of consciousness from Anthony from Baltimore. Winner, winner, chicken dinner!
I need to grow a bomber.
Nice! All right, now the next test is the over-under. We'll set the over-under in 20-minute intervals. Can he remain asleep on the phone for another 20 minutes? Yes is plus 180. No is minus 200.
Can I get higher odds at 30 minutes?
Yes, if you want to buy up the odds, you can buy up, Judas, and get plus 270.
I'm going to buy up the odds, 30 minutes at plus 270.
Actually, I'm going to make it plus 310.
All right, I'm in.
All right, so you're buying up the odds. You're going to go plus 310, that at 11:54, he's still sleeping.
Yep. And I got some inside information on it. I spoke with Anthony earlier this morning.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, what's the deal?
It's his day off today.
So he's a night shift guy?
I guess, but no. I think he's this shift, but it's his day off.
All right, well.
So, you know. Maybe he had an early,
who knows?
Imbibed early.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just, hey, it's my day off. I'm taking a nap.
I'm sleeping. I'm going to sleep. All right, you got until 11:54. You're
in. I got some plus, inside trader information on 310. Anthony's life.
Hey, it's good. That's plus 310. How do you fall asleep? Like, where is he sleeping at that you can hear this, the deep snore on the phone?
I could see Anthony being a recliner, man.
And so he's got the phone, what, on his chest?
Probably.
On speaker?
Yeah, so I got to stop playing the hockey horn, because if I want these odds,
yeah,
I can't wake him up.
All right, well, we'll see. We'll see. All right, let's get to the phone. Sammy, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Sam!
Cousin, how you doing, bro?
What's going on, my brother?
Not much, man. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
Listen, so, real quick, the other day, I moved to Philly like 2 summers ago, so did you say that you guys have like an open door policy where I can like come in and like watch you guys do the show in person?
Yes.
No way.
Yes, we have open door. Now, we're just, the only thing, we got to wait like how long, Chunis, until the construction subsides a bit?
Heck if I know.
It's only like but they said in a couple months, not even.
Right.
So, there's like major construction going on in the studio. Like all the guys are doing it. So, because of insurance issues, we don't, you just got to wait like about, my guess is like somewhere like 6 weeks, 8 weeks, we'll be back. And then anytime you want.
Yeah, because this whole, it just like fascinates me. I want to come in and check it out.
Yeah, man. Dude, seriously, we love it. You Chunis gives you slots. And okay. You guys come in, and I love when people come on. I do. I love it when people are hanging out.
That's awesome. All right. So my point that I wanted to make today.
By the way, where'd you move from?
So I actually was living in Vermont for 8 years. So that's it's kind of funny because I have I dealt with New England fans for almost a decade. So
what did you do in Vermont?
I went to undergrad up there, and then I worked in...
You're a Catamount?
I'm a Catamount, yes,
wow,
sir.
Wow, that's impressive.
I was on the ski team at UVM.
Get out of here!
Yeah, buddy.
You were on the ski team? That's awesome!
Yeah, it was a good couple years,
Oh, dude, that's awesome! You were on the ski team? Like, where'd you guys go? Did you guys go to, like, Colorado, too? Like, Vail? Like, where'd you guys...
Like once or twice a year, there were like events out west in Colorado, Utah, and I would go to usually like one of those a year. And then on the East Coast, it was like sort of all the Vermont mountains.
Killington,
Stowe was our home base.
Awesome, man. Yeah, that is so cool.
Listen, bro, lots of good beers up there. I know you like beers.
Yes, yes.
Breweries up there are amazing.
I would love to be. I mean, it's something I can't do. I would love to be like a skier, man. That's cool. What was your specialty? You downhill or the slalom?
I did like freestyle skiing. So
that's even better. That's cool.
You're going to see like this week in like the X Games, but not as good as those guys.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
That's good. Good for you.
Yeah, thanks, brother. So, anyway, the point, I was listening to the show on Wednesday, and I was like, I was fascinated by this Sixers Flyers almost like beef dynamic that I was listening to. And I was thinking about like why it was so sort of fascinating to me. And this is a little personal, but growing up, I played hockey and I played basketball, right? And when you get to middle school, like, 11, 12, 13, the sports are in the same season. So you have to choose.
Right.
Am I a hockey player or am I a basketball player? And like, and it's kind of messed up, like, because I love my friends on the basketball team and I love my friends on the hockey team. And
sure.
It sort of was like this, like, you have to choose if you're a hockey guy or a basketball guy. And now that I'm older and I don't play either of them, like, and I'm hearing these people calling in saying, I'm a Sixers hater, or I'm a Flyers guy, this or that. And like, now that I'm this old, like, I'm not going to choose, brother. Like, I'm a Sixers guy and I'm a Flyers guy. Like, I'm a hockey guy and a basketball guy. And like, I'm not going to apologize for that. Like, if you think I care at the parade in the spring, if I'm wearing orange or red, white, and blue, like, it doesn't matter to me, bro. Like, I'm going to be at the parade drunk having a good time.
Right? Exactly. Yes. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it took me a couple days to sort of, like, figure it out. Because I was really like, man, like, this is, like, sort of feels like my childhood coming back to me right here with people saying, you know, you it sort of felt like it was like a battle going on.
I know. See, I don't like the 4-for-4 internal battles.
Me neither.
I like harmony. Now, I can, yeah, I'm a little bit of a, you know, geeky like that. Like, I like corny like that. I like the, I like when there's harmony among the fan base. Like, it unnerved me the Foles-Wentz fight that we had.
Yeah. I completely agree.
You know?
Especially because, listen, like Foles has provided me one of the greatest memories in my whole life.
Yes. Yeah, without doubt. Definitely.
You know what I mean? So I love that dude for giving me that. You know what I mean? But I also can objectively look and be like, all right, Wentz is the guy that if I want that feeling again, this is the guy who's going to bring it to me. You
exactly,
know what I mean?
So, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I disliked that too. It sort of felt like there was are you right or wrong about this quarterback? And that sort of trumped rooting for the Eagles, which is totally off for me.
Well,
and it sort of feels that way with the Ben Simmons stuff. I know you don't want to talk Ben, but like,
No. I just was joking around about the Ben thing. But yeah, it is. It is a lot like that.
Yeah, so.
Good stuff, anyway. Sam. I really appreciate it, man. It's a great conversation. How about he was a college skier. I didn't even realize shame on me, the ski team. That's awesome.
I guess especially if you are going to school in Vermont areas or Colorado.
I'm sure
like
it's huge, yeah.
Vermont's a landing spot for me one day.
Oh, really?
I'm going to have a house up there. Yeah. When I'm rich with millions of dollars, I'll have a Vermont house.
When you leave the industry and go do something else? Are you seriously?
Yes. I used to vacation up there.
You vacationed in Vermont?
As a kid? There's a Lithuanian camp in Vermont. I'm dead serious.
Come on, man.
I'm dead serious.
So what was the your parents went to?
Yeah, when they were kids.
Oh, so it's an ongoing Lithuanian.
Oh, yeah.
From all over the eastern seaboard.
Yeah, and it's old school camping, like cabins and no electricity.
Really?
And,
like how old were you?
I never did the. So there was two different types of camps. There was when the whole families went. So I went from when I was like a baby until I don't know when I was like a teenager or something.
Wow, you went to?
I did a Thanksgiving there one year. We rented out the whole place with a bunch of other Philly families that are Lithuanian.
Oh, okay, so your mom and dad were with you the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. But my sister used to do, like, all the kids would go. But because I played baseball during the summer,
right.
I never went because it's 3 weeks. You're there for 3 weeks. I would miss an entire, half a season.
Right.
But it was awesome.
Wow. And then it was woodsy?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm out on the woodsy.
I'm in. I'm totally in.
You like the woods?
Oh, yeah. I already know the house I'm going to buy there. On the top of a hill. It's got a farm. I would be a farmer in another life.
Yeah, I could see you doing that.
Yeah.
Listen, it's got to be in your blood. Like, I could totally see you doing that. Like, I would have 0 inches. Like, I like to go to, like, I think we went to Killington. You know, whatever. I sat inside and whatever, drank beers, right, by the fire. Right. Like, I always admire, I remember going to Vail. And, Vail, Colorado, right? So it's very wealthy. And, these are ski people. And, like, I admire the ski people. Because I'm not one of them. I can't do anything. I got no.
Yeah, we talked about this last week. I wish I knew how to do that.
Like, I went a couple times, hacked, whatever. I'm not even good enough to, like, hack down the mountain. Like, it's bad. So I don't even bother now. Like, I just go and I love to party. To me, I like to look at the snow and I like to drink.
Yes.
By a fire.
Simple.
Right. So I'll go, it's relaxing to me, right? It's nice. But that's not a place that I would ever have a house. Like, if I'm having a house somewhere, if I was blessed to have the house, and the movie came out and did well, my house is overlooking the sea.
Yeah, that'd be my second house. If I'm a millionaire, I'd have a Vermont house and a St. Lucia house.
Yeah, but if you had to choose, you're more of a forest
guy. Yeah, I would do Vermont.
Because you like the cold.
Yes.
Which is utterly strange. You go to North Dakota. This is Al Junis.
You know why?
I'm the tune. It's because of Kane.
Kane.
Travis, you're on 97.5. The Fanatic. What's up, Trav?
What's up there, Champ? How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Hey, man. I remember Julius Erving when I was coming up. I mean, you always had the feeling like he was the best player on the court. He can't compare Ben to him. Julius.
No, you're not. But you're not hearing it. Doc had limitations in his game.
Doc was always one of the best three, four guys in the league.
Trust me on the one thing, all right?
What limitations did he have? He scored 25 a game.
Dude, he could not shoot from the outside.
But the three-point game, he wasn't Pete Barnes, but Doc.
Trust me, all right? I lived the Doc. Like, Doc was my idol, all right? Julius Winfield Erving III, born February 22nd.
That's my wheelhouse, man. Doc is my wheelhouse, but I was a little tight learner the game, you know, back when the Flyers.
Yeah, but obviously then you should know that Doc's, what was Doc's perimeter shot?
It was a bank shot.
Yeah, like I said earlier, it was a bank shot.
25 points. I mean, was he Cuss Williams, downtown Freddie Brown, Larry Bird? Yeah, but you always had the feeling he was the best player on the court.
No, he was the most, listen, let's look at it objectively now as we're adults, all right? Because I love Julius.
I mean, he was Jordan before Jordan was around.
But he wasn't. He wasn't the score. Listen, Doc was the high flyer, right? Doc was above the rim and graceful and the whole thing. But if you're going to look at it objectively, you know, Bird was better, as much as it pains me to say.
Bird had better players around him. Bird was probably a better.
No, he was better than him. He just was. He was a I hate to say it. I hate Larry Bird. To this day, I hate his face. But he was a much better player. Doc had some limitations in his game. Back in the day when he was with the Nets.
That was it.
No, dude, he was not a perimeter shooter. Like, for instance, do you remember the Milwaukee series? What happened? Sixers down one. Last shot. What was the shot? Game 7.
I don't know.
You're a fugazi.
You're talking about, you know, Doc, his limitations. Bird had Parrish, Hall of Famers, and McHale.
You're wrong, Trav. I'm sorry. I got to pull rank here. Certain things I got to go. Dude, I got to pull rank. I got to pull rank on this one. I hate Bird. Hate him. He was better than Doc. Like, he was much better than Doc. Now, ABA Doc was different. ABA Doc was revolutionary. And even Sixer Doc early had his own, you know, skywalking abilities. Like, you got to go Milwaukee game 7. He's got free throw line extended jumper. And he front rims it. Bird was money. They had a different game. Bird was a better facilitator. Doc was just, he was on a different, he was just a highlight machine, incredible. And he's my favorite all-time athlete. But I got to keep it real. When Tastecake says, how would he be received today? Now, certainly their games are different in that Ben is way more of a point guard. He's more Magic-like than Doc-like in that sense. But the whole point is that he didn't shoot. Doc didn't shoot. That bank shot was just an ordinary bank shot because he couldn't shoot. But that doesn't matter. He was great in other ways. We're just talking about this one thing. I don't want to argue about Bird. I hate Larry Bird. Hated him. But he, you know, Doc didn't have the shot anywhere near that Bird had. And it kills me to say it because I despise that man. Of all people in sports, I can say that I hate Larry Bird more than anybody.
Wow.
He's my number one. Number one hate of all time. Any Cowboy you want, I hate Bird more. That's the truth.
That's impressive. Congrats to Larry Bird.
No, he's my most hated. Oh, I hate him.
It's funny that you bring up Larry Bird.
To this day, I hate him.
Because I was meaning to tell you this story.
Yes.
Because you bring up Larry Bird. I was
I don't mean to get on Travis, but you can't, like, certain things. Like, I was a doc. I wrote stories and read. I mean, I was a stalker for Doc.
You're Robert De Niro in the
Yes.
Plan.
So, like, nobody's going to tell me about Julius.
This past weekend, I was visiting my parents, and the old neighbors from the old neighborhood were there. And it was all the parents, right? So, you know, 50, 60-plus-year-olds. And we were watching the Sixers game. And they were not happy, of course, with the way today's NBA is played and big men shooting threes and whatnot, yada, yada. I made a whole room of 50-plus-6-year-old men angry when I said Steph Curry is 1,000 times better than Larry Bird shooting the three. And they are Sixers fans. And they did, oh. To the point where one man smacked my father and said, you raised that boy. You messed up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, listen, I mean, Steph Curry's ridiculous, right? And we can do it over the floor.
He's better than Larry Bird.
And he had an incredible release. I mean, you know, again, Bird was 6'8", 6'9", doing that.
But it's funny that you bring up Bird.
But Bird was, see, as much as I despise him, man, he would tell guys, like, who does this? Like, he would say, I'm going to win the game right here.
That's awesome.
And he would bury it in their face. Like, he tortured the Hawks. I remember that he would always kill the Hawks. But he would do that. He would talk junk. He was that guy. But, you know, he used to kill me. That's why I can't believe I don't want to get into a conversation, Doc versus Bird. It's like the AI Ben thing. I'm not going down that road. You know who took Ben for his career?
Who?
Arizi, I'll tell you, coming up. Somebody you respect. 610-632-0975. Should we take a peek and see how your bet's doing?
Yeah, I got 10 more minutes.
Anthony in Baltimore, is he still sleeping? Anthony!
He's not snoring, but he's sleeping.
You think he's sleeping?
Yeah.
Do you hear? Because I hear something. I don't hear the breathing. Hope he's all right. Do we hear anything?
I can hear a breath here and there.
You're a faint breath. Anthony! You're still, I guess, winning alive.
Oh, yeah. Plus 310.
Plus 310 is a big score. Let's talk about DraftKings.
I bet two pies on that plus 310. So what's that? What's my return? Six pies and a slice.
Six pies and two slices, cuz you're in. The stage is set. That's right. Let's talk a little bit about Parks Casino. Big game action. Big Reds there. Kansas City, San Fran. We were there last night. What a spot. Parks Casino, Street Road, Ben Salem, hanging out, talking to everybody. It is the home of Cousins Corner, the 4-for-4 casino of choice, right there, Street Road, Ben Salem, in Bucks County, the only sports book run by the number one casino in all of PA. So, for the game, it's the last one, you got to hit up Parks. Either to watch it on that wraparound video wall with stadium seating, phenomenal. Or you can just download the app, iTunes, or you just go to parkscasino.com/PA if you're an Android user. Sign up right now. Use my promo code QB500. That's QB500, like quarterback 500. Get your first risk-free bet to $500, which is refunded as a free bet in account credit. See website for details. Again, use my promo code QB500 and get your first risk-free bet up to $500. Lots to get to. Right there on all the props and everything else they got there. My sports book of choice should be yours. Park Casino and Sportsbook. Got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
What up?
We're talking about skiing, actually. So how about this? The Fanatic Deal of the Week. And by the way, are we really going to ever get any snow? Like real snow? We didn't have any last year.
It snowed what? Late, though? Like March or April?
We didn't have any real snow.
Not a huge snow, but it snowed more.
No, we haven't had a significant snowfall in a couple of winters. There was no significant snowfall last year. Right?
I don't remember.
No, there was none.
I don't know. I live in Manioc, so like if it snows, my life's hell.
Yeah, but I'm just saying I like one. Like, yeah. Here's what I like. Every winter, I like one or two big storms.
Snow days.
And that's it. Like just to, you know, I like to look at it. Right? And, you know, nestle in and check out from the world for a day. For a limited time only, you can get one all-area lift ticket to Spring Mount Adventures valid weekdays and weekends during the 2020 season for just $24. That's an access to 8 trails, 6 lifts, and 2 terrain parks for 50% off. Check it out now at 975thefanatic.com, keyword deal. So... yeah, listen, I'm a summer man, you know? I'm not a winter person. But once in a while, I'd like, at least like a storm. We got nothing. We didn't even come close.
We had the last couple of weeks when it was really cold. It then warmed up before the rainstorm.
You know, we're in this pattern where anytime there's moisture, the temps rise. And there's no snow. Let's go to Jason in Newtown. Jace, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Cuz, how you doing?
What's going on, brother?
Good, good. This is Jason, Dale's friend. How you doing?
My man, what's happening, pal?
Not much, buddy. We got a friend, Ronnie. He likes to sleep in late, too. How do these guys sleep all day?
You know what? Is that nuts? Is that crazy?
I know. Anyway, I got a couple points I wanted to make with you on the Sixers, and it all stems from a comment that I seen Steve Nash made about Ben Simmons. He said he's a phenomenal talent, but it's up to the coaching staff to put him in the positions that will make him succeed.
And, wow, where did you read that at?
It was on Instagram, you know, it was like, I think it was like either on the Bleacher Report.
Oh, I gotta check that out. That'd be interesting, yeah.
Yeah, so it was, you know, I'm at the game the other night, and so many things that I'm watching just doesn't make sense to me.
Uh-huh.
Right? So, you know, we shoot 46 three-pointers a game, and in my mind, we have one true three-point shooter on the whole team. And, you know, can you explain to me why everybody, like, they shoot and then everyone drops back? Like, if we're playing in an offense where we know that when someone gets open, even if it's Kyle O'Quinn, for God's sake, that the ball's getting chucked up there, why aren't we trying for offensive rebounds or doing anything? So, I mean, they're like empty possessions with no second chance opportunities. Other than James Ennis, no one crashes the boards. That's one point. On the second point,
real quick off of that. You know, it's funny. They're ranked in the 20s in three-point shooting attempts. So the game they just shoot a ridiculous amount of threes in this league today. And I think because we watch the Sixers, we think they shoot a lot of threes, but compared to the league, it's in the mid-20s. They're ranked in the mid-20s.
I don't care about the rest of the team. It's the rest of the league, though.
But that's the style of play, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, you know, and then another thing, you know, these rotations.
Uh-huh.
At the game the other night, can you explain to me how Josh Richardson, Fork Moss, Mike Scott, Neto, and I maybe Norvell Pell, maybe, or Quinn,
right,
on the court for seven straight minutes together.
Yeah.
And, I mean, what are these rotations?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, like, and I'm not a Neto fan. First of all, I'd rather see Trey Burke play than Neto. I'm not a Howell fan. I don't get what he sees in Howell. I kind of agree with you there. Like, some of the rotations, if there's anything sometimes, and I don't know if Brett is trying to, he's thinking down the road, let me see if I can get something out of this grouping. So he's trying a lot because he doesn't have a great bench. And I think he's trying to figure out, is there someone, is there a collection that fits well together? Which is why you'll see, like, Ennis get run, then no run, or Burke get run, and then no run, and Neto, same thing.
But, like, why is Kyle O'Quinn even attempting one three-pointer in any game?
You're right. He actually made it, right? Last week against Brooklyn. It was Friday, Monday. No, I hear you, man. Listen, I get it. I believe you. I agree with you, Jace. They're not a three-point shooting team. I get it. But you, in this game today, like, somebody's got to shoot them. Like, you got to shoot some of them. I'm not anti-three. I agree with you guys that it becomes excessive, Jace. Like, I think you're right. There are times when it becomes excessive. But you need to spread the floor. And when teams are packing zones, you know, that's why you see more three-point shot attempts than two-point shot attempts. Because Nick Nurse goes, well, let's back it in. You know, go ahead, beat me from the three.
Yeah, no J. Richard Embiid. Go for it.
And then so, you know, you're going to need Scott to make it. You know, that's why Korkmaz gets the run that he does. Somebody's got to shoot him just to get people to go guard you. Like, it's funny, Legs brought up Korkmaz in that, you know, he's got to be accounted for. And that creates some spacing. You'll hear from Legs a little bit later. It's 12 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're Beasley Media Group Station.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.